green bean. Sorry, that.
A green bean is long and skinny and green and has a few little bean things inside of it. The long, skinny green thing being the pod, I guess. And the little beans being inside.
If you wanted to get the little beans out, like in some cases, like black eyed peas, you do. You say you're going to what? The beans or seeds?
Going to. What do you do? Do you hold them? Is that right? I don't know.
Will do.
Will it?
Going back to different kinds of beans. What are some other kinds?
Well, they're black-eyed peas, but those are really peas, except they grow the same way beans do, I guess. I don't know how you really classify them.
Okay.
I'd say they look more like a bean.
Yeah, they do. And they taste a heck of a lot better.
And they're red beans.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, now is that in the pod or not?
No, that's not in the pod.
Okay, what else?
And they're, wax beans, which are yellow. I mentioned.
Yeah. Are they in the pod or not?
They're in the pod.
Okay.
And,
there's a kind of a green, I know they range from baby ones, which are about like that, to bigger, and they're green and they're not in the pod.
Lima beans.
Okay. Do you know of a kind of bean that like that, only it's sort of a light brown or yellowish?
Cabbages are big.
Okay. If you want somebody to buy some lettuce, you'd say, please go to the store and buy me 3
heads of lettuce.
Okay. Would you ever use the word heads to refer to children?
No.
Okay. You can take the tops of turnips and cook them and make a mess of
greens.
Okay. What other things would you make greens from?
I don't know.
I hate greens.
I hate greens too. I wouldn't like them.
If somebody had 7 boys, 7 girls, you'd say you had a whole what kid?
A whole passel.
Tell me, what does the word passel mean to you when you use it?
A large number.
Okay.
It could be a passel of a lot of things, I guess.
What else would be a passel?
I would use it most often to refer to kids, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess you could have a passel of dogs or cats, too, for that matter.
Okay. When you pick corn, the green covering that you take off the ears is the
shuck.
Okay. And the kind of corn that is tender enough to eat right off the cob you call
corn on the cob.
Okay. Any other names?
No.
Okay. There's a just regular corn that's young enough and tender enough to eat some of the corn off the cob. Do you have a name for that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call that thing that grows at the top of the corn stalk?
Corn silk.
Okay. Does it grow down into the